The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History, the podcast has a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, a suburb just outside of Kansas City. And you're listening to podcast episode number 129, being recorded on December 30th, 2007. Well, as I was looking around at other edgy bloggers' blogs today, I saw that several people are doing best photos of 2007 feature on their blog, and I thought this would be an interesting project for me. I love to take digital pictures. I've been very fortunate and able to travel quite a bit this past year. So I went back through my files and tried to pick out the 10 top pictures that I took with my digital camera. Now, in some ways, some of these pictures were important just because of what the content was. In other cases, the picture was kind of cool because of maybe an angle that it captured or something that I remember when I look at that picture. So what I've decided to do was I put the top 10 pictures up on my blog, which is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And I'm going to do a little rundown of my top 10 pictures and kind of describe a little bit of why I thought they were important. And then you can go back to the blog and check out what the pictures actually look like. So it's kind of a little bit of a podcast dash, you know, visual slant, and you have to go back to the blog to look at the pictures. If I have time, I might actually do a voice thread or maybe a type of audio slideshow with each of the pictures if I have time. Well, first of all, I'd like to describe the camera that I used. The camera that I currently use for digital photography is one that I bought back in, I believe it was November of 2006. So I've had it for over a year now. And it's a Panasonic Lumix. It's a DMC LZ5. Which is basically a 6 megapixel camera and has a 6 times optical zoom. And I really like the camera a lot. I researched quite a bit before I purchased it a little over a year ago. And it does have two AA batteries as the power source, which seems kind of odd, I guess, for some people because they like the plug-in feature. But I was looking for something specifically that used the two AA batteries because I like to be on the road, and if I run out of power, just to be able to go ahead and grab something on my backpack or, you know, run into a 7-Eleven or whatever to grab some more power. So it does have the two AA batteries. It runs an SD card, which I find pretty easy to use, and I had several of already when I purchased the camera, so that saved me a little bit. It has some image stabilization on it, and you know, like I said, 6 megapixels. For me, that's pretty much, you know, the size that I would potentially need to blow it up to. You know, I'm probably never going to make like a wall mural out of anything that I'm shooting pictures of. So I can easily make an 8x10 out of the pictures that I'm taking, and 6 megapixels is enough for me. It is kind of an outdated model. I did look on Amazon today, and you can get one for $115 new. They do have a new 7.2 megapixel camera that's in the Lumix family, and at Best Buy right now that's about $180. So I've really had a lot of good fortune with the Panasonic. I think it's a really good camera. It's got a nice size screen on the back and lots of different features that I can play with. My dad was a photographer for a newspaper, and he likes to do a lot of things with the 35mm. In fact, he still uses the 35mm, and so he likes to do a lot of the settings. This is simple point and shoot for me, and I can do a couple things if I want to with changing some settings, so I enjoy it. So anyway, that's the camera that I use and currently use and really enjoy a lot. Well, I'm going to start with my number 10 picture. So if you're looking at the blog, this is actually the one on the bottom of the blog post. And this is a picture from Philadelphia. I was there this summer for a workshop at the National Constitution Center. And when you go to Philadelphia, you know you're going to take pictures of the Liberty Bell and Independence Hall and those types of things. This was something that I was not actually aware was in Philadelphia when I was there. And as we were doing one of the walking tours of the city, we came to this park, and it's the grave of the unknown soldier of the Revolutionary War. And there's an eternal flame there, and there's a statue of Washington, and it has a really powerful saying engraved into the back of the monument, and that is, "Freedom is a light for which many men have died in darkness." And our guide was talking a little bit about some of the unknown soldiers that were buried there, and a lot of the unknown soldiers from the Revolutionary War were the people that were taken prisoner by the British and put on these basically POW ships, and there was lots of disease. A lot of men died some very horrible deaths sitting on those ships waiting for the war to end. And so for me, that was a really powerful saying, and I've got that picture on my wall behind my desk in my classroom. And to think about, you know, those men basically were some of the first people to give up their lives for our freedom as a country, you know, makes that whole picture for me a pretty powerful experience. So the picture itself probably isn't anything different than what you find on Flickr if you did a search for unknown soldier of the Revolutionary War. But for me, that saying and remembering what it was like when I saw that image is what makes that a powerful picture. So that's number 10. Number 9 was a picture that I took at Gettysburg. This is one of the monuments right on the other side of where Pickett's Charge took place. And we did a tour. This was, I believe, the 1st or 2nd of July this past year. And typically it's extremely hot, and that day it was actually extremely cool. It was about 80 degrees, slight breeze, just an absolutely gorgeous day. And there's a monument there from the California Regiment, and I took a picture of the marker along with Pickett's Charge down below. And I believe this actually was in one of the morning tours that we took, so there's not very many other people in the photo. But I like this photo because I try to kind of balance the monument along with where Pickett's Charge took place, and you can see the wheat field, and it happened to be a very nice, beautiful, clear day that day, and that's why I like that picture. So that was number 9. Number 8 is a picture of a local historical figure, Alexander Doniphan, a very influential local figure, did a lot in the Mexican-American War, was a very powerful politician. But one of the things that he's probably most famous for universally is the fact that he was instructed by the governor of Missouri to go and capture and then execute Joseph Smith, the leader of the Mormons at that time. And he refused to. He said that he would take him as a prisoner and put him in jail. He actually was his lawyer, but he would not execute him because that was not a lawful order given by the governor. And the picture that I decided to put on for number 8 is a statue of Alexander Doniphan that is in front of the county courthouse in Richmond, Missouri. And if you look on the back of the picture on the courthouse, it says, "Obedience to law is liberty." And to me, that always seems like an interesting thing to see behind that picture, because he did not obey what the governor wanted him to do, and yet he was obeying a higher law when he made that judgment. And then, of course, he lived most of his life in the community of liberty. So I like that saying on the courthouse right behind the statue. Number 7 is a picture of one of my daughters, and I tried not to put, you know, obviously I could have put 10 pictures up of my family, but I decided to put just a couple different pictures up of family members. And this is a picture of my oldest daughter in front of a tulip bed that came up really beautifully in front of our house this spring. So I like the colors, and she's sitting kind of in front of the tulips and stuff, so that one's one of my favorite pictures from the spring. Number 6 is my other daughter, Scarlett, who's only a couple months old, and this was a picture from Christmas. She's in her her jumpy seat toy that we gave her for Christmas, and she just has a really neat expression on her face and is kind of smiling. Addison's kind of playing with her a little bit, and you can see her hand in the picture, and it's just a really good picture from Christmas just a couple of weeks ago. Number 5 is a picture that was taken about a month ago or so. We had an ice storm here in Liberty, and it wasn't quite as bad as some of the other parts of Missouri or down in Oklahoma, but the ice storm did have some really beautiful effects on the trees and different places around town. This particular picture is of the World War I soldier statue that is on our historic square, right to the side of our county courthouse. And it was a really slow, freezing rain that came down that evening. And I took a close-up of that individual soldier statue with the doughboy hat from World War One, and it has really long icicles. And you can see in the back there's a tree that's on the corner of our courthouse. And you can see the ice on the tree, but then you can also see the ice that formed a really interesting formation right around the soldier's helmet. And so that's why I picked that particular picture for number five. Number four was another picture that was taken at Gettysburg. One of the things that we did while we attended the Gilder Learman Institute in July, there were four of us that decided to get up on the final day at dawn, and we went down to where Pickett's Charge starts. We wanted to walk across Pickett's Charge where the wheat field is just as the sun was coming up. And again, it was almost like a surreal experience. There was nobody else around, and it was just four of us that had been studying Lincoln for the past week at the Gilder Learman Institute. And as we got done walking across Pickett's Charge, someone made a comment to look down and see the four shadows of the individuals of us back on the wheat field. And so then I took a picture of that. And so that's just kind of one of my favorite pictures, because you can see, you know, the sun and the wheat field, and there's a clear sky. And it's just kind of a cool memory of walking across that wheat field on that morning when we were at Gettysburg. Number three was a vacation photo from this summer. My wife and I went to Chicago, and one of the things we did in Chicago was attended a Cubs game at Wrigley Field. And I'd been to Wrigley Field before with my family, because my family is a big, a longtime Cubs family, fan family. And so I'd been to Wrigley Field before, but my wife had not. And so we got tickets for a Cubs Mariners game. And it was an evening game at Wrigley. It was really neat atmosphere. It was back in June. And so we took a picture there at Wrigley Field with the field behind us and the game going on. So that's my number three favorite picture from the past year. Number two was a photo taken in Kansas City. It's the Kansas City skyline, and it's taken actually from the top of a tower at what is the World War One Museum. The National World War One Museum is in Kansas City, and the newer part is down below, kind of underground. They do have a part that was built immediately after World War One, and part of the feature of that museum that was built right after World War One is a huge tower. And you can actually go to the top of the tower today, and you can see the entire skyline around Kansas City. And I was there in April of 2007, and it was a very clear day, kind of a cold, clear day. And you could see the entire skyline of Kansas City down below. Union Station is right on the bottom of the hill. And then there's a flag that's flying, an American flag, and you can see the American flag kind of right in front of Union Station. So I just happened to be in the right time at the right spot, and it's just a beautiful picture of Kansas City on a clear day in the spring. So that's my number two favorite photo. And then my number one favorite photo taken from the past year is a picture of my two daughters right after the birth of Scarlett. The older sister, Addison, came to the hospital, and this is a picture of the first time that she held her little sister. And she's smiling really big, and the sun is coming through the back window, and I just happened to be very fortunate to be able to take that picture right as Addison was holding Scarlett. So that's my number one favorite picture from 2007. So kind of a mix of family and history, but I hope you had some amazing photos from 2007 as well. If you'd like to comment on these photos or just kind of leave a comment about one of your favorite photos from 2007, go ahead and leave a comment on the blog post, or you can also email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So, hoping you had a great 2007. This will probably be my final podcast from 2007. I plan to do a couple more before we head back to school in about a week or so. But that's my favorite photos of 2007. Thanks a lot for listening, and go ahead and check out the blog at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast, at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.